Patient Road, Manhattan, or email frontdesk at 1350kman.com. That's the power of love.
It's actually not the song I was planning to play. It just kept going off of Back in Time, but Huey Lewis, Power Love, still a very featured.
And we love fairs.
Yes, and it's a featured song in Back to the Future, so. You can't get enough Huey Lewis. I'll keep saying that till my grave.
I got to see Huey Lewis one time.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was fun.
When?
You'll have to ask my husband. He remembers things like that. I don't. I can't remember my own history. I remember Riley County history, but my own history, I have to ask him.
So you probably saw them more in their prime.
Oh, yeah. They were definitely in their prime, I think.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I love watching, pulling up old live concert clips on YouTube of Huey Lewis. They had some energy.
Yes.
Energetic guy.
Yes.
Good stuff. Here with Riley County Historical Society and Museum Director Cheryl Collins. We're talking about the history of fairs in the area. We talked about the Riley County Fair, which first happened in 1870. That was 148 years ago, and it's seen a lot of evolution and changes over the years. This year's Riley County Fair is just around the corner, just 10 days away, July 26th through the 30th at the Riley County Fairgrounds. And if you've been listening, you now know why they're at the Riley County Fairgrounds and how they got there. Also, Kaw Valley Rodeo, we're giving away free tickets 7:40 every morning all week. Call in. Mitch is going to have some movie trivia for you to answer, and that's how you're going to win those tickets this week for the Kaw Valley Fair, so be sure to check out that. Also, we have about 8 minutes left in the program, so if you want to call in, tell us your favorite Riley County Fair food or just fair food in general. 785-537-1350. Share some of those memories about the Riley County Fair. Cheryl, where did we leave off?
Well, thinking about food, that first fair I ran across, it wasn't the first one. I ran across a notation of the 1875 fair, and they said that there were three different restaurants down there. And what I assume was that was people cooking food. And they didn't say what kind of food. They did say that John Pfeiffer Jr. had a watermelon wagon that he was selling slices of watermelon out of at the gate to the fair. So watermelon was one of the foods that I suspect you might be able to find at the Riley County Fair this year. Do you think?
I would think so. I wonder when the first funnel cake came to the fair.
That would be a good question. I'm pretty sure there were no funnel cakes down there in 1870, but I don't know. They didn't specify what kind of foods they were serving. So it would be very interesting to see that.
We need to get that time machine going. We can just go back to 1870 and check it out, talking about the Riley County Fair. My favorite fair food, my mom's always been, growing up, going to the Cali County Fair every summer. She was always about the funnel cakes. She always had to get
so
that.
So you got to have those, huh?
Yeah, because every time anybody gets a funnel cake, nobody ever eats it all. Have you ever noticed that? People get a funnel cake.
They are big.
So it's like you never have to worry about buying your own funnel cake. Or at least I never had to worry about it because I knew my mom wasn't going to eat it all. So she would just give whatever's left over to my sister and I and have a huge sugar rush. And I'm sure she regretted it because we were just... And then I wanted the toys at the vendors.
Did the Cali County Fair have a carnival we have the...
It's actually the same company that they use here in Riley County.
Okay.
And you know what? That's actually an interesting thing to think about. What's kind of the history of carnival rides?
I don't know when the carnival rides started at the Riley County Fair. That would be interesting to look at. And that company that brings that in is a longtime Kansas company. And that I'd like to know more about the history of that company as well.
And like a Ferris wheel. You can't have a fair without a Ferris wheel.
Right.
And that would be interesting. Does the Riley County Historical Museum, do you have some old photos of the fair or anything like that?
We don't have very much. So if folks have photographs of the fair, we'd be very interested. And I need to check with Riley County Extension and see what kinds of things that they have, because they may well have some photographic history of the fair, at least the more recent fair. But we have very little. So we would be definitely interested in it.
And you know what? That also just brings up a good point with with local museums and how they work in so many ways is a lot of ways the community does help provide that history to local museums.
Oh, yes. We have a few items I know in our collection that were exhibited in the fair. I mentioned the rocks that I think Mrs. Goodnow exhibited at that first fair that we have in the Kansas State Historical Society collection. And then one of the things I think of that I know we have is a it's sort of a corn dolly. It's stalks put together into a doll shape, and it was from the 1890s fair that someone donated it and gave us the history of that. So some of those things I think we do still have in our collection. One interesting thing I ran across was a notation that, of course, there were state fairs through this period, and there was a big fair in 1881 in the Bismarck Fairgrounds at Lawrence, and Riley County put together an exhibit of Riley County products and won the Blue Ribbon. And so that's why after that they called Riley County the Blue Ribbon County. And I ran across a newspaper article that Blue Ribbon was given to the Kansas State Historical Society. So I assume it's still in their collection. I've never seen it, but I think that would be fun.
We got to get that back.
It would be fun to at least borrow it for an exhibit, I think.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Brady Bowman here with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins. Just got about 3 minutes left, so not a whole lot of time if you want to get in and tell us either your favorite fair food or just favorite Riley County or just county fair memory in general. So kind of a quick recap, Cheryl. 1870 was the first Riley County Fair, and that was in town.
In Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Moved to City Park for a little bit, then to Riley. City of Riley for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the modern version of the fair that we see today has been around since the 20s.
And then it was in Griffith Field first, and then, of course, went to Seco Park in the 1960s when that became the city, county, and school system cooperative park there. And I think it's very interesting. You know, at that Griffith Field fairgrounds, they had Potter's Hall, Casement Hall, and a swine pavilion. And then when they moved down to Seco Park, we have a Potter's Hall, a Casement Hall, and now a Hurlburt Hall as well there. So I think it's interesting those names moved with the fairgrounds. And some interesting people. I especially know Lucy Potter was a fascinating person, and I'd love to come back and talk more about her sometime in the future. And, of course, Dan Casement was a fascinating guy, too.
Casement Drive,
right by the radio station. Casement Road.
So we definitely need to have you back and learn about that.
He was fascinating. Of course, his father put in the railroad. So, I mean, the railroad, the Transcontinental Railroad.
That is the
the railroad.
Absolutely.
So, very interesting family. Fascinating family.
Very good. Well, Cheryl, thanks so much for coming on and telling us all about the Riley County Fair and that rich history. Real quick, if people want to check out the Riley County Historical Museum, if you want to remind folks about hours and that sort of thing.
We're at 2309 Claflin Road and open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, Saturdays and Sundays, 2 to 5. It's free. We'd love to have folks come visit.
And again, if you have any fair memorabilia from back in the day,
we'd be interested.
Bring it on down.
Yeah.
Check
take a look.
Very good. Thanks so much, Cheryl. Let's look ahead a little bit to what we got going on this week on In Focus. Tomorrow we'll have the City of Manhattan folks in. Mayor Linda Morris, City Manager Ron Fear. Wednesday, USD 383, also Manhattan Christian College will be here. Thursday, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Lyle is out. He won't be here this month, but Trent Armbrust will be. And Friday, we'll talk with Riley County Extension Agent Greg McClure. We'll also talk with the Stuff the Bus people to give us info there right before the big Stuff the Bus event that Manhattan Broadcasting Company is helping with on Saturday in front of Walmart. Cheryl, thanks again for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for the phone calls. We'll see you tomorrow.
And thank you, Brady. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch.
Well, coming up today on K-Man, we'll have, of course, the Rush Limbaugh Show coming up at 11. Dan Patrick's show is at 2. The game from 4 to 6 is going to be myself, Andrew Hammond, and Mason both. It's a little bit of a different lineup there, but we're going to be taking care of you this afternoon. And then at 6 o'clock, we will start at 7 o'clock, I beg your pardon, we'll start coverage of the MLB Home Run Derby, part of the All-Star break there in Washington, D.C. Clark Howard is on the way next, as you've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by...